Dave Moore on Today FM.
Cameron, Jamie Foxx, congratulations on Back in Action. I loved this.
Thank you
so much, man.
Jamie, starting you very quickly. You gave a shout out to Coolera Strand Hill GAA Club over the weekend on someone's social media. Do you even know what this is?
Yeah. What was it? It was in Miami.
So there's a guy, obviously an Irish guy in Miami, cornered you and got you to give a shout out to so GAA is the Irish, like our national sport. And you gave a shout out to these guys, Coolera Strand Hill.
Yeah, man. It was a fun time in Miami. You know, just an unexpected hangout.
That's great. Cameron, thanks. Welcome back in action. Literally, it's been 10 years since you did a movie, and we're also happy that you're back. What is it about the guy beside you that, you know, eventually persuaded you to get back on our screens, which we're so grateful for?
Look, if I'm going to leave my family and spend 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day with another person, it has to be with a person whom I like first and foremost.
Fair.
As a partner in making a movie, I know that I'm going to get the best partner, the most professional. And he happens to be the most talented man in show business. So all of that to me was like, check, check, check. If I'm going to do this, that's who I'm doing it with. And the fact that I just making movies is such a privilege. And the fact that I got to step away from it for 10 years and that the door was still open for me to come back to do it at this level with this talent and to make this movie to put into the world for everybody to have a great time and to, like, that is such a privilege, and I feel really honored to be able to do it.
Amazing. And Jamie, Cameron can't hear us right now, so it's totally fine. Was she like really rusty at choreography and fight scenes and all when she came back?
Man, you kidding, man? That's Cameron Diaz, bro. Like me and my sister were just talking about you just now. It's like, we talk about like your history, especially when some of the bigger tent poles like Charlie's Angels and what we put ourselves back when we were watching that. Like, that's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? So absolutely not. When she came back, what was interesting was this, is that she doesn't know this, but we were a little, okay, we're nervous. We don't want her to come back and we shit the bed. We want this to be right? So she comes back, but what was great was she gave us so much insight in certain things. Was, no, let's move this here. When we go to this, let's make sure that our characters are changing the way we speak once we get the kids. So to be able to watch that from a movie-making position where she's actually making sure that the movie... Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's different. You don't always get that.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you don't always get that from someone who could have just been like, hey, what y'all got?
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But for the fact that she lent herself in the making sure that when we did those important scenes, which I thought was the most important ones with the kids, you know, those sort of subtle scenes, and how she said, let's make sure we're going this way. And it really turned out great, man. So, yeah, that's...
We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot
of fun. As a parent, I mean, I really related to Emily and Matt. And what was so great, like, I have four kids, right? So they're 15, 12, and 10-year-old twin girls.
Oh, man.
So I literally felt like you guys were outlining my own struggles in this movie. Like, everything you went through with your kids, I was like... So I was wondering, in real life, what is it about your kids that pushes your buttons? Because for me, it's the teenage grunting. It's the, like, hey, how was your day at school? What, you coming down for dinner? What's it for you guys?
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I mean, well, you know, my daughter's here with me. She's 16, so you feel that they're not as excited.
I think that's the hardest part about being a parent, though. Like, I have young kids, so right now I'm still their world, you know. And then this movie is showing a phase of parenting and. Where kids don't want to be with their parents. They're annoyed by them. They think, oh my God, they roll their eyes. And the fun part about this is that I think it's every parent's dream for their kids to know how cool they were before they were their parents, you know? And these, our characters get that moment, right? Where they're like, they're revealed and the kids are like, what? And I hope that when parents are sitting on the couch with their kids watching this movie, that they have a moment where they can, like, their kids are like side eyeing, like, what were you like?
Could you be a spy?
Exactly. Or just whatever, like, dynamic person they were before they had to like dedicate their whole lives to them.
But
you know?
Even this job, like I'm so lucky to get to talk to you guys, and I'll tell my kids, guys, I spoke to Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, they're so cool. Why can't you think they're cool?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's just, it's nature. It's brain development.
Yes.
It's.
Yes.
I mean, look, I could go into it, but I won't. That's not what this interview is about. But we need to give our kids like a little bit of like, you know, grace in the fact that they're just going through the same thing developmentally we went through at that age.
Yeah, true.
And we remember what it is. The coolest thing is that we always come back to our parents because our parents are the ones who made us. And, you know, that's the best
100%.
Thing.
100%. Jamie, you've spent a lot of time here in Ireland. We share a mutual friend, Miss Jane Russell, someone that you've worked with a lot. Have you had fun here? Have we been nice to you here in Ireland?
I've had a fantastic time. What's great there, we shoot our show there. We shoot our show, Beat Shazam there. And what's great about that is that we don't miss a beat. You know, we don't miss a beat when it comes to the show and the audience is there and the people. We don't miss a beat. It's great. It's fun. And we get treated very nicely there. And everybody's funny.
Yeah.
I can't out-funny those guys in that bar. I was like, okay, y'all got it. Everybody's funny and it's just really cool.
Okay, well, next time you come back, bring Cameron with you and show her, you know, the hospitality of Ireland. We'd love to have you, Cameron.
I've been to Ireland and I'd love to go back.
Well, yeah. Welcome back anytime. Guys, congratulations and back in action. I absolutely love this movie and everyone's going to really enjoy it. All my audience will love it. I know they will. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.